Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com, and I'm messing with my microphone as I talk. Hey, it is Monday, February 6th, 2012. This is Audi Boot number 141, and I'm going to cough here. Still had that lingering cold effect, you know, it kind of affects your lungs for a little bit. But anyways, hey, talk a little bit about the stock market, Super Bowl, Taco Bell, oil. We'll see what else happens. I'm actually out walking the dog. Imagine that. That is my favorite place to do audio booze lately. And my puppy seems to enjoy it too. Anyways, well, the Super Bowl was quite an ending, right? And fortunately, I hit my picks. Got the parlay on the Giants plus 3 and the under 55, and also Giants on the money line. So whenever I get my butt back to Nevada, I'll have some cash. So that's always nice. What I think about the game, it was okay. It was actually a relatively clean game. It could have been a lot worse, right? Ahmad Bradshaw was with a fumble, perhaps. That didn't get back to the Giants. If that would have went the other way, it would have been a disaster, you know. But it was kind of a game that was void of spectacular plays. For all the, you know, the challenging of the Manningham catch. I mean, I guess that was the big play. But if you have the Red Zone channel, you see that kind of stuff every week. And it was a great catch. Got his feet in bounds, worked out fine. But there were some misses by the Patriots that cost the Patriots, right? Aaron Hernandez, Wes Welker, and Wes Welker's kind of taking the blame, but it's not an easy game, and we're running at full speed, and you never make all those catches, although that one was one he normally would come up with, but he didn't, and who knows if it would have turned out differently had he caught the ball. We don't know. But congratulations to the Giants. I thought they were the better team going in. And I was reading that if the odds makers had to predict a game this week, say they were going to play this week, the odds makers would still rate the Patriots as about a 2.5-point favorite. So, interesting, huh? Tom Brady's lost 2 Super Bowls. 3 wins, 2 losses. They're saying, does this knock him from the greats? I don't think so. It's not an easy game to win, and the Giants have had some good teams, and the Giants seem to have their number, right? Anyways, the halftime show, I thought Madonna was, I don't know, not spectacular, not bad, but not spectacular. But of course, then you have the rapper MIA, or Mia, flipping the audience off, and that's just the rap culture. I mean, now we're going to go back to old bands, probably, right? Something more safer. But it's kind of ridiculous that somebody would do that. But that's their culture. You almost expect them, just like a baby pooping their diapers, right? I mean, it's just what they do. And it's unfortunate. Stock market today, actually, you know, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, right? It kind of gapped down and then just recovered all the day. The news, the news du jour is that the it's Greece all over again, and Greece better cut their spending or else. So that's nothing new, right? We've been hearing the same thing over and over and over, and at some point, Greece will have to cut their spending or, you know, or else it'll sink into the abyss, which maybe it will anyways. Other than that, let's see what else is going on. So yeah, the market came back. I mean, almost closed flat, right? And after the big move Friday, that's not bad, you know. Maybe we'll just have some more flat days and then continue up. That would be the most frustrating thing for the Bears. Looking forward, I want to talk a little bit about oil prices because I don't think, you know, everybody talks about the housing crisis in 2008, you know, that led to the financial crisis. But another thing that affected consumers was high gasoline prices at the pump. And, you know, that was 2007, 2008, in addition to the housing boom. Oil prices were getting up there, right? And we had a little bit of an oil shock to the economy, and that also took money out of consumers' pockets. And, you know, they're already talking about now, this year, 2012, that the way demand is increasing with the overall increase in consumption, increase in demand for oil, gasoline, is that we could be looking, nationwide, an average of $4 for gas. And, of course, on the West Coast here, that translates into even higher prices. It could be closer to $5 a gallon. And now we get to the point to where, hey, you know, could that be another oil shock to the system? You have Iran out there and Israel and even the U.S. talking about, you know, all options are still on the table to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. If we even can do it, I mean, maybe we'll try to stop them, or Israel will, and that could be another impact on oil prices. So, I mean, does everybody have a little oil in their portfolio? I mean, I wouldn't blame anyone if they did. I just have oil stocks, but no oil individually. I mean, oil price, you know, you think about gasoline and oil prices, they've actually been relatively stable. I mean, they bounce around a little bit, but I mean, it's not like it's going up like crazy every year. I mean, was it just 2008 that we were paying over $4? I mean, it seems like we've been paying $4 a gallon for a while for gas, at least out here on the West Coast. And, did you see Yum Brands, see their earnings today? That's Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC. It used to be Long John Silver's, which, you know, as a kid, I loved Long John Silver's. I love the Hush Puppies, the little fried cornbread or whatever that is, the little cornmeal. Man, actually makes me want to go to KFC or to Long John Silver's, but they don't own that anymore. Spun that off. But anyways, Yum Brands is expanding like crazy in China, so kind of interesting to see. You know, we get a lot of publicity on McDonald's here, but under the radar is Taco Bell. And what do you prefer, Taco Bell or McDonald's? I would say I like Taco Bell better, but I probably go to McDonald's more. Does that make any sense? I don't know. The fries are pretty good at McDonald's. Anyways, that was the big thing that caught my eye in earnings. Other than that, it's February. We had the beginning of month strength that is probably about over now. You know, the 401k dollar cost averaging in. And that's kind of winding down now. So we'll see how the week before option expirations week goes. And now it's, we move on to basketball season, the bulk of basketball season. And pitchers, catchers report for baseball in March sometime. Is it early March? Must be early March. On to the next season. It can be strange without football, though. Seems like there's more I wanted to talk about, but usually when I'm out walking with the puppy, I can keep about three things on my mind, and that's about it. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.